Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Sherry Pazemik, CEO of Clearfield Incorporated, which trades on the NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is CLFD, and Clearfield is a manufacturer and seller of telecommunications equipment. Thanks for joining me, Sherry.
You're very welcome.
Can you pronounce your last name for me?
Oh, it's Pazemik.
Pazemik. Okay, great. Start off by talking to us about the FDP being accepted by the USDA Rural Development.
Well, we're very excited about that. I mean, as I think most people are aware, it is a significant aspect of the stimulus packages that were approved by the government, the $700 billion package. There's $7.2 billion of that is associated with broadband networks. And that program is going to be based upon a longstanding program that's been underneath the Rural Utility Services, which is part of the USDA, to provide products that are proven in the networks and in the field to be the basis for future broadband deployments. And our product line being accepted by the USDA and the RUS program puts us on the map for an approved product line for that broadband program. And the PON product that is being introduced, you know, as part of that solution really extends our product line and allows customers to really reduce their cost of deployment. Traditionally, the pedestals that have been used in these networks have been based upon a very closed architecture and a very high level of protection, which we found is really not necessary in all environments. So we can reduce their cost of deployment by anywhere from 30% to 50%, and now with the approval of the RUS, they can use the financing through the government stimulus packages to finance it.
Sounds like win-win. And bring us up to speed on your product line, including FDS and FCS. I mean FSC.
All right. Well, our product line, which carries the FieldSmart is a FieldSmart platform, and underneath the FieldSmart platform are three different product categories. You know, the first is the fiber distribution system, or the FDS. The FDS is principally used in the inside plant. And this is really where the company started. We were able to develop a product category or product architecture called the Clearview Cassette as part of the FDS, and it allows us to build a real scalable solution for our customers so that they can build their systems 12 ports at a time, which is a very strong competitive advantage for us because all of our competitors, which deliver products principally to very, very large networks, build their platforms in very large chunks. And so the rural telephone companies and the municipal telephone companies, which are really the growth engine under the new broadband stimulus program, need to produce their solutions in much smaller increments. And so the FieldSmart product line was developed to make that happen. The FDS solution, which is for the inside plant, which is based upon the Clearview Cassette, is then replicated for the outside plant as the FSC, or the Fiber Scalability Center, and then further replicated in what we call the Fiber Delivery Point Series, which is a series of pedestals and other products for the access network. Why this is important to our customers is they have a single architecture, whether they're in the inside plant, the outside plant, or the access network, which reduces their operational costs, which is a very significant focus for these telephone companies and municipalities, because once the government funding is in place to pay for the capital equipment, they still have to be able to operate their networks. And so we're very focused on reducing their cost structures to make that happen. And we're the only company in the industry to have all of these systems developed on a single architecture.
Sounds good. And since we're on the subject, can you talk about some of the trends in the market and how well positioned Clearfield is to capitalize?
Well, we started Clearfield, you know, 5 years ago as a division of APA, and now renamed it Clearfield on the 1st of January of 2007. But when we founded the company, it was based on providing fiber management for rural networks because we felt it was a niche that we could uniquely serve. And what's so very exciting for us today is that as part of the U.S. broadband stimulus program, you know, now those very important networks are getting the attention and the funding that they deserve. So, you know, we've positioned the company for a long time to be able to deliver these solutions and are extremely pleased that the trends in the industry are that the government and the U.S. market in general recognizes the need for universal broadband and the need for everyone to have access to broadband connectivity. And due to our product line focus and the development of the product line over the last 5 years, we think we're in a great position to be able to deliver that in a far better position, you know, than our competitors.
And what makes the company unique from other players in your sector?
You know, we're focused on those rural developments. In comparison to our competitors, are typically very large companies, principally $1 billion or more. They tend to be a little bit slower in regard to their product development, and we've decided that we need to be nimble and we need to be able to respond to a customer's needs in a very proactive and quick fashion. So we've developed the company on being responsive and being able to provide a platform solution very quickly, sometimes as even in a same day environment, by developing the architecture under under the cassette technology, we can really basically provide one-off configurations still being able to do so in a very cost-effective way, because it's kind of a tinker toy or Lego-like approach. So we can manufacture in volume but deliver really one piece at a time. So it's kind of the best of both worlds.
That was a good explanation. And talk a little bit about the company's growth. Are you looking for M&A activities, or is the growth be more organic?
Right. Well, we have historically been very organically focused in that, you know, over the course of for the quarter that ended December 31st, which is the last quarter that we've reported, we've been able to continue our last 6 quarters of ongoing revenue growth, which was at about 25%, and a gross profit growth of more than 40%. So our operating profits, which really are our focus, have continued to climb on a very increasing basis just from the organic orientation. Moving forward, we're going to continue to focus on market share acquisition. The current recessionary environment makes revenue growth, increasingly difficult, but we believe that, the real core part of revenue growth is market share gathering and market share gains. So we'll be focusing on organic market share growth while we aggressively pursue cost orientation and operational efficiencies to improve the operating profit. That said, we are an organization without debt and an organization with a substantial cash position, and that we have more than $8 million worth of cash. And for a company of $25 million in revenue, it's a nice little war chest. So should the right opportunity present itself, we're not closing out that option.
Certainly. And walk us through your background and experience as well as that of some of your key management team.
Yeah, well, I have been with the organization since it was founded 5 years ago, and principally have a background in high technology market development and high technology finance. So I'm really focused on identifying the target market segments that are to be most receptive to our growth and most receptive to our value proposition. My management team is complemented by a chief operating officer who's Johnny Hill with 15 years of telecom experience and really a strong technology visionary when it comes to the fiber management platform and where that's headed. And then Bob Poorman, who joined us 6 months ago as our head of sales, is really looking and can work with us to extend our presence, which I think we've done a very nice job of, but be able to not only introduce new products, but leverage the company into new channel markets, both from a, I guess we call it leverage. And I think that was evidenced by the announcement that we made back in March, and that we have a distribution agreement with 3M to take our product line throughout Canada because we felt they had a unique position to represent us there. So we'll continue as a management team to find different leverage points, whether that's a product line or a channel line of distribution or a new category of solutions that we think our customers can take advantage of.
So talk about some of the other specific objectives the management has set for the company for the next 12 to 24 months.
Go ahead. Yeah, we have We think we're at a position where we've built a firm foundation, and we talk a lot here about building a profitable foundation, because without profits and without a value proposition for our shareholders, you know, growth in and of itself doesn't deliver you anything. So our initiatives are strongly focused on, in addition to market share growth, is operational efficiencies for procurement and operational efficiencies for the production of our product line. So, you know, we'll be looking to be able to improve our gross profit percentage points, you know, on an increasing basis, you know, every quarter. In addition to finding new channels in international markets, Canada and elsewhere, we believe it's time for the company to expand our product line beyond just the horizontal basis of what we're currently doing. As I talked about initially, we're increasingly trying to get the product closer and closer to the home, which is the new pedestal line that I announced. But we're also announcing today a brand new product that serves a much larger footprint. Traditionally, our customers have been telephone companies and municipalities who might average 20 to 40,000 access lines. We've recently obtained an opportunity to serve the fiber management needs for a much larger organization than that organization. We haven't announced that information yet as to who that is, but it's a very large environment of several hundred thousand homes. And so we're announcing today a new product that doubles the capacity of our cabinet line, but still based on the same Clearview cassette product. So I think the summary line would be, we've built the foundation, now it's time to establish the framework for us to build on top of that.
Great. Sounds like a good slogan. And talk about some of the any of the challenges and some of your strategies for overcoming them.
We're not in a real great environment right now. From an economy standpoint, there's a lot of wait and see. And while we're extremely pleased with the government's initiatives in support of the broadband program, it was announced yesterday by the Fiber to the Home Council that fiber to the home growth has slowed just a little bit, and that the broadband program is actually putting a few projects on hold while people identify what their right source of funding should be. So I think the next 3 to 6 months will be an opportunity for us to get in front of the right people and making sure that we're getting those pilots and initial projects. So we need to be a little bit patient. So I think it's a great investment opportunity at this point in time, because we're at a foundation building standpoint, and we need to go after all that business. But we think the business will come much stronger now this fall and throughout 2010 and into 2011 as that broadband stimulus package monies get distributed.
And joining us once again today is Sherry Podziemek, CEO of Clearfield Incorporated, trading on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is CLFD, currently trading at $1.17 a share. Before we conclude, Sherry, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Clearfield as a good long-term investment opportunity?
You know, we're in a growth market that is just very much in its infancy. We're dedicated to being able to provide, everyone in the United States access to high-speed broadband, and the only way to do that effectively is through fiber to the home. Today, there are less than 13% of U.S. Houses, communities, have access to fiber. And of that 13%, less than half are actually connected. So we're very, very early in an infancy market that will provide us an opportunity for growth not only this year, but probably in the next 5 to 10 years as we establish a stronger foothold. So I encourage investors to look at the growth rate associated with fiber, which has been at about 100% growth rate over the course of the last 3 years, and look at companies like ourselves that we believe are uniquely suited to take advantage of that.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth, and certainly thank you for the time to update our investors today.
You're very welcome.